So Will Brinson, our friend, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast, host, moderator, creator, bon vivant, did something silly, and he wrote an article listing, ranking the quarterbacks. Not really a ranking. You put them into groups. And the top group... The top group is easy. And that's Will, by the way, if you're watching on TV. There he is, right there with a number four. I don't know if that has anything to do with Ted Lasso or not.
That's a Pinehurst. That's a Pinehurst hat. By the way, if you can, if you're watching on television, you can actually see a pretty cool trophy. The City of Raleigh Athletics, the champions, the Lakers. If you know, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you do? We can't see it.
No, I didn't do anything really.
I see a helmet with an M on it.
That's my alma mater, Macaulay, my high school.
Oh, there you go. You played football there?
No, but because I talk about football, they gave me a helmet.
Fantastic.
I have an NC State helmet here. I didn't play football there either.
Okay.
And then I think I have a doctorate from NC State, maybe.
Do you? It's beautiful. Yeah. All right. So
they're long enough.
We know that the top tier is... Mahomes and Burrow and Allen. Boom. We're done here.
The big three.
The big three. And I know there are a lot of people who want to put other quarterbacks into that group, and I appreciate that you didn't. But are we still at this point in tier two? Do we really look at Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson in the same class of NFL quarterback? Because you have them grouped together. Also, Jalen Hurts, yes. Trevor Lawrence? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Explain.
Well, so tier two, and then here's the problem with the tiers concept. I didn't rank the quarterbacks in order of best quarterback to worst quarterback.
Right.
They're grouped in tiers. Now, if one of my colleagues happened to take a screenshot without the actual tier names and tweet it out, and that's what Kyler Murray saw, and we'll get to that in a minute, then you would lack some context.
Right.
Involving, and if you didn't read the article, you would also lack context. I'm not saying you did. I'm saying, like, in general, if people didn't read the article, they would be lacking the necessary context for understanding the tiers. Tier two is they could join them next year. Meaning, I think those four guys, Lamar, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts and Trevor Lawrence, have the possibility, given their age and their skill set and the upside they present, as well as, like, Jalen Hurts did it last year, but I want to see him valid. You know, I want to see him back it up with another great season after he lost his offensive coordinator. Right. There's all the tape out there. Lawrence played really good football, I think, his entire career. People got way too down on him after Urban Meyer. Dude, Urban Meyer is the worst hire in the history of professional football.
Maybe I'm with sports. You. I said that at the beginning. I said how much of a disaster that was going to be at the beginning.
Yeah. But I'm saying, look, this is not me saying that Trevor Lawrence is a top nine quarterback in the NFL right now. I'm saying I think after next year, people will look at this list and be like, oh, you were early on Lawrence and you were right about it. I don't think all four will make that ascension. I think one of those guys will be in that join the big three and make a big four at minimum next year. Could be Lamar in this new offense. Justin Herbert gets Kellen Moore. And then, like.
Because he did so well for Dak Prescott. What am I missing?
I mean, they threw the ball down the field. Herbert might throw the best deep ball in the NFL. And Lombardi had the lowest ADOT, average depth of target, in the entire league. Like, it's crazy to do that with Justin Herbert. And then, like, people were mad about Aaron Rodgers in tier three. Rodgers isn't in tier two because of his age. That's it.
Right.
Like, and there are question marks. Like, he has intrigue. Of course he can have an MVP season, and I would tier him up to one, you know, like that's not an issue. But he was at a down season last year. The only reason I'm scared of where he is because he's such a spiteful human being that I'm worried he's going to light it up with the Jets just to get back in the Packers.
Hey, well, that would happen regardless of where you put him on this list, right? Because the way he feels about how everything played out, you didn't have to write this. He already feels that way. But I have no problem with Aaron Rodgers because I think there are legitimate question marks. I think a lot of last year was due to the thumb injury. I think there's a definite correlation between the drop-off in Rodgers' play and the injury to his thumb, which made it hard for him to throw the football as accurately and as powerfully, really, as he did. And all these other things, I think there are legitimate questions. I don't know what to make of Justin Fields. So the question mark certainly.
Well, and tier three, to be clear, was.
It's all over the place.
It's intriguing, but like tons of, I said, what was the title?
Intrigue and question marks.
Intrigue with question marks, and tier fours, right. You can win with them. Basically, tier four guys have probably hit their ceiling, and we are not going to see this, you know, breakout surprise performance. Like, if Matthew Stafford came back and played great football, that wouldn't shock me.
No, Deshaun Watson was really good.
It wouldn't shock me. Russell Wilson is in there, and I don't think that Russell Wilson belongs there, but I believe in Sean Payton so much that I'm putting Russ there because I think Sean Payton can get that out of him.
Oh, Sean Payton will get the most out of Russell Wilson, and if he can't, that means there's nothing left there, and Seattle sold at the absolute right time. Let's talk about real quick about the rookies, and you've got the three guys who figure to play. Obviously Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson at Florida, and I don't know why I just
the Colts.
The Colts, yeah. Well, he was in Florida.
That's a really good veteran radio host trick. You're like, Anthony Richardson, oh, God, I don't know what team he is on.
I knew what team he was on. I was actually trying to remember the name of C.J. Stroud, who's with the Texans, so I screwed up the whole thing.
Look, I do that. I've done that with those guys. I think I've called him Will Richardson like seven times.
But all three are going to play. All three are going to start. And I actually think all three will be, to varying degrees, pretty good in terms of, like, if you were drafting for a fantasy league, I think you could do pretty well. Maybe less so with Bryce Young, because I think Carolina is still going to be a run-heavy team, where the others,
Frank Wright liked to lean on the run in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Didn't matter who his quarterback was, whether it was Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, two NC State quarterbacks, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Andrew Luck at some point, like every successful human being on planet Earth, like has claimed he almost went to NC State.
Right, I'm sure he did. Joe Montana almost did.
Do you see that Belichick thing? Like when he was doing the interview with Mike Lombardi, he's like, my first job coaching was going to be at NC State under Lou Holtz, but he fired me before I could get to. He's like, I never made it to Raleigh. I was like, what?
That's
Are you
awesome.
Kidding me? What?
Oh man, like, it's just another Shaq one.
It's like Devin Hester, Shaq, and Belichick all should have been at NC State.
Just another Get one, right? Down, man. That's funny.
I think Richardson's really interesting to me because Shane Steichen, who's the new Colts head coach, was obviously the Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator, and Richardson doesn't have a pure passing skill set that's in place, like that we know that he can operate. I think he's better in the pocket than people give him credit for, a little more nuanced. But physically, he can run, dude. Like, he's like he's not as thick as Cam, but, you know, like a similar, you know, build size, like almost like a defensive end or a linebacker, right, in terms of how big he is. And they're going to use his legs, I would think. And Jim Irsay is pulling all the strings in Indy. And what Irsay wants, Irsay's going to get. He's decided he's just sort of gone. He's gone full Irsay. And and like, I think he's basically saying you're playing Anthony Richardson. And so I think regardless of whether or not he's ready, he's going to start.
He actually reminds me a little bit of Josh Allen in terms. I mean, he's a big kid. He's got a little rangy to him. And if he can put it together in terms of the throwing and the accuracy, I mean, the Colts could have an absolute monster.
On Fridays, we did a Jets thing for Friday's podcast.
Right.
The Pick Six podcast, it's in the feed now, but it's and we were talking about Allen, like he secretly led the league in turnovers last year with his first year without Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones. I think this is an interesting one too. This one got people riled up. Daniel Jones in tier three, Dak Prescott in tier four. Does Dak have a better resume and the likelihood of having a higher floor? Probably. But Daniel Jones has an untapped potential in terms of ceiling. And the coaching thing is so huge. Mike McCarthy literally said this offseason, Kellen wanted to light up the damn scoreboard. Or no, he said, Kellen wanted to light up the scoreboard. I want to run the damn ball and get my defense on the field. It's like, did you just accuse your offensive coordinator of scoring too much?
Yep, that's
it. Did I catch that right, Mike?
Jerry Jones, too many points, man. Jerry Jones he refuses to let his team evolve, and that is a problem. You need better head coaching. So how long the Cowboys have been stuck in the late 90s when it comes to head coaching, or early 2000s now, for about a decade, a little bit more than a decade.
I mean, they haven't made the NFC Championship game since like 96.
It's
like the fifth longest run of any team in the NFL, I think. And it's like only like the Browns and the Lions, and the Jets have been there twice. Obviously, it's pretty crazy how not inept, but like cursed they've been when it comes to the postseason.
Cursed. Exactly right. All right. So final thing. We've got about a minute or so left. I know Kyler Murray took umbrage at your assertion.
About it.
No clue, man. That's tier six. Because we don't know about Kyler Murray or Sam Howell or Jordan Love or Baker Mayfield. We have no clue what those guys are going to be. I know that Kyler Murray is a great fantasy quarterback. And
how is he going to play in week one?
Right.
He tore his ACL in November.
That's right. He did.
The Cardinals look like they're tanking. They probably want to move on from Kyler's contract. And if he didn't have that contract, they probably would have moved on from him.
Yep.
But they moved on from Cliff. They moved on from Kime. They're probably going to move on from Kyler. I think this offseason, maybe next offseason, if they are bad enough to get that first overall pick, if they play him and he gets hurt again and he can't pass a exit physical, like, they're jammed. He's probably going to play at some point, but I don't think he knows when. I don't think the Cardinals know when. And so I don't know when. And that's why he's in no clue, man. He would be a tier three guy, obviously, right now, if he was healthy. If I knew he was playing week one, he'd be tier three. And Kyler at his peak has been a tier two guy.
Oof. See, I'll disagree. I think Kyler gives you wow moments.
But maybe he's a tier three max.
I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete.
I guess the tier two thing is like, they're so, sorry, I know I'm running over, but it's like they're so elite skill set. Like the skill set's so elite in certain spots and so athletic that if everything clicked, they could make a big leap. And that's why I would maybe put him there.
I'm shocked that he took a long enough break from playing Call of Duty to jump online and find out what Will Brinson was saying about him on CBSSports.com at the quarterback tier. Hey, it was good to talk to you anyway. Nice to see you. Nice hat. And I'll talk to you very soon.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
You got it. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer. He's writing again, CBSSports.com.